بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We're doing the chapter on competing in matters as far as the akhirat is concerned and desiring much of which Allah Ta'ala has blessed. In other words, the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We explained yesterday that you won't find in any ayat of any ayat of the Quran or any hadith, if one looks in, one won't find where there is any type of encouragement to compete as far as this world is concerned. But if you look, there's a lot of encouragement as far as competing, as far as akhirat is concerned, because that's the real goal. This world is here today, person will have, and in the next minute he doesn't have it, it's gone. Sometimes a person has health, and next minute he lost his health. Or sometimes a person has everything of this world, and next minute you hear that there was some accident, there was some disaster, and the person has lost everything. The man who was a millionaire yesterday, today he's going in the qabr as a pauper, so to speak. So intelligent person is one that is continuously seeing the goal in front of him, akhirat, and he's making an effort, and he's competing as far as that is concerned. As far as akhirat is concerned, his mind, his heart, his focus is all towards akhirat, and he understands that this world is just a means to try and attain that akhirat. This is not the be-all and the end-all. That person who makes this world his be-all and the end-all and the goal of his life, very soon this person will be very disappointed. Because this world has nothing really to offer. It's just a front that it has, that it's got so much to offer, but it has nothing to offer. So today's hadith, Nabi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, بين أيوب عليه السلام يختسل عريانا فخر عليه جراد من ذهب فجعل أيوب يحثي في ثوبه فناداه ربه يا أيوب ألم أكن أغنيتك عما ترى قال بلا وعزتك ولكن لا غنى بي عن بركتك رواه البخاري. أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that whilst Hazrat Ayyub عليه السلام was having a bath, whilst he was having a bath and he was unclothed, locusts of gold began falling onto him and he began gathering them in his clothes. Sometimes these type of incidents are mentioned to us so that we can appreciate the different types of barakat Allah Ta'ala sends down, and how Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, how their thinking was. And also, it also teaches us certain parameters of deen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was sent as Sharia alayhi salam to show us what is permissible, what is impermissible, what is good, what is not good, what is completely forbidden, and what is sometimes disliked also. So in this hadith, we learn one masla, that when a person is having a ghusl, a person is taking a bath, and it is in a concealed area, completely concealed, then it is permissible for a person to be unclothed. In other words, not to have any clothes, so long it's completely secure, so completely sealed off, there's no exposure to the outside. So sometimes we learn a masla like this, what is permissible. Although preferable is, even if a person is in the ghusl khana, a person is in the bath, still it's preferable he wears a lungi or something to cover himself. But from a permissibility point of view, it is permissible if he's in a private area to have himself unclothed. So this hadith is teaching us one masla also, that Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam on this occasion, he was unclothed, and Allah Ta'ala caused locusts of gold to fall upon him, and he began gathering them in his clothes. So Allah Ta'ala called out to him, O Ayyub, did I not make you independent of these things that you see? Allah Ta'ala had blessed Ayyub alayhi salam with plenty of things. So Allah Ta'ala is asking him now, questioning him. So this one form we explained, one form of ta'lim, one form of learning, and ta'lum, of teaching and learning, is that a person asks a question and he expects an answer. So this is one form of learning and teaching. So Allah Ta'ala asked Ayyub alayhi salam, that did I not make you independent of these things? Allah Ta'ala had blessed him. Now why are you taking these? Are locusts? These are locusts in gold. In other words, they're taking the shape of gold. Ulama mentioned that either it was real, genuine locust, and Allah Ta'ala made it in the form of gold, in the gold shape, through the kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or Allah Ta'ala sent down gold, but it had a shape similar to that of a locust. One of these two, either it was a real locust, or either it was in the shape, gold that was in the shape of locust. Anyway, Allah Ta'ala mentioned that, did I not make you independent of these things? Allah Ta'ala had blessed him. So this was the question that Allah Ta'ala had asked him. So he replied, yes, by your honor, but I can never be independent of your barakat. I can never be independent of your blessings. The blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nobody can be independent of. this teaches us something, is that barakat is something, doesn't matter how pious a person thinks he is. Firstly, no one should feel that he is pious, but no one can say that he is not in need of the barakat and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just one or two examples, we find that we are in these Mubarak days, and now there are so much of reward for doing ibadat, extra ibadat, fasting, etc. Now a person says, no, I don't need, what do I need to do? I've already got enough. And this is what, chasing himself away from the barakat and the blessings that Allah Ta'ala is sending down at this time. At this time, this is the barakat that Allah Ta'ala is sending down. We should go wholeheartedly and see how we can take it. Person comes to the masjid, this place, for example, in the first saf, and now he still says, no, I want to sit against the wall in the back. I don't need the first saf. This is showing disregard for the barakat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Ayyub alayhi salam, despite Allah Ta'ala blessing him, he was a Nabi also, but yet he was showing how much in need he is of the barakat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like that, if you look on the ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala has given us, this beautiful water Allah has given us, the great ni'mat from Allah Ta'ala. Person sometimes is brushing his teeth and the water is just running like that. Or two people are making wuzu in the wuzu khana and they're talking to each other and the water is just running. It's as though we're showing indifference, ingratitude to that blessing that Allah Ta'ala has given us of water. So like that, if we look, there are so many ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala has given us. Sometimes it's electricity, sometimes it's water, sometimes it's home, sometimes it's a car. Person sometimes just got his car on and he's talking. The petrol might be running. Yes, he may be able to afford it, but is he showing qadr and is he showing appreciation for the ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala has given him? So there's so many different angles in showing ni'mat, in showing appreciation to the different ni'mats that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. On one occasion I went to speak to my ustad and there was some letter that needed to be read out. So anyway, when I went to see him, it was at night. So when I went there to his office, so he asked me, do we need the lights on in the office? Because to talk, you can talk in the dark also. In other words, even this light that is burning is also a ni'mat from Allah Ta'ala. If we don't need it to burn unnecessarily, why do we need to? So then I explained to him that there is a letter that needs to be read. So then he said, okay, then we'll keep the light on. And then, so you see, the pious people, they even take care of the lights, they take care of the water, they take care of the petrol, they take care of everything. Not that they are being miserly in any way. Outwardly, this hadith, it looks as though it was an act of greed. It was not an act of greed, it was an act of appreciation of the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person appreciates, Allah ta'ala gets happy, and Allah ta'ala increases in the ni'mat that he gives a person. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq also of appreciating. One great ni'mat we got in this country is water. This water that we got, we find that in many other countries, even in Africa, that this water is not something that you can just drink out of the tap. A very great ni'mat this is. We went to one town in Mozambique, once in Jamaat, and there was no water except the water that was coming from the ground. And that too, that water was like brown and sandy. So we were not used to it and we couldn't drink it. So one person suggested put some juice inside and try and drink it like that. But then too, it was not palatable. Someone else suggested now that you need to drink something. It was very hot. So drink cold drink. But how many days can you live on cold drink? So like that, people were battling and there was no bottled water available in those villages. So then one person was coming from Durban. Once a week he was traveling, he had a business day. So he was told that please bring some Zamzam containers of water and come. So when he was bringing it and that water would come, the Satis got so excited that we got water from Durban to drink here in one of the villages in Africa. We got water from Durban to drink. We were so excited that something we took for granted at home, person will just shower, a person will water his garden, person will fill up his pool. He used that water in the toilet, not realizing this is clean drinking water that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us. When you go to other places, you realize that water is not so freely available. And that too, drinking water where a person can just drink as much as he wants. So this also is a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala that we should appreciate. Like that, if you look around, there are many, many ni'mat Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of appreciating His blessings. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.